We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity. Glad for second service? Glory Zone, are you glad for second service? Pastor Peter? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, you are the great I am. There is no God like you. There is no king like you.
Hallelujah. Romans 4:20.
No one like you. No one compares to you. Adonai. No one like you. No one compares to you. Adonai. No one like you, no one compares to you, Adonai.
I'll teach you the song another day. Amen. Romans 4:20. The faith that persists, right? In the morning, the first service talked about the obedience of faith. I want to enter into the fight of faith, okay? Well, let me talk about faith and patience. Then, if I'm able to wrap up, we'll end time to talking about the fight of faith. Ever winning faith. Amen. My faith is winning. Amen. I've got the faith that wins. Hallelujah. Why? My faith is the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is not a faith in human ability. The Bible says we are the circumcision that worship God in spirits. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3, right? We are the circumcision. We worship God in spirits. We rejoice in the anointed one and his anointing. And we have no confidence in the flesh. My faith is the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. That means as I look at him, I told you how faith comes. I told you the pillars of faith, the finished works of Christ, the fatherhood of God, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So faith is not something you try to walk up by yourself. I'm trying to fit it. No. Faith comes when you behold something. Hallelujah. As you behold, faith becomes an unconscious reality. Hallelujah. Faith becomes an effortless flow from your spirit. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just pardon me. Thank you, Jesus. Just speak in tongues where you are. Oh, Rebecca, Salake, Breco, Sushat. Lindoski brakora zeste pora di letos kapaya. En toledo kebruske ste brunde kepasa. Shela de kapro kepasa shata kapra. Monte kepa, just speak in tongues where you are. Nala rarabo. Oh, Lamb of God, we worship you. Lamb of God, we worship you. Oh, Lamb of God, we worship you. You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised, beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole earth. You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful for all situations. You are the joy. Oh, hallelujah. Put Romans 4:20. Faith and patience. Faith and patience. Or the faith that persists. We've been talking on the subject of faith. The Lord has been said. I encourage you to go and listen to the materials. Is that okay? If you don't know where to go, check. The first place to go is library.theembassyofheaven.org. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. This was written about Abraham. God gave him a promise that he was going to make him the father of all nations. And he kept waiting. In fact, at the time he encountered God, he was already an old man, so to say. And at this point, Sarah was past the age of pregnancy. She had passed the age of menopause. And like I usually say, Sarah was menopause times two. Amen. But in God, that does not exist. That is a nomenclature of men. Menopause. What you pause, you can play. Glory to God. So to man, is menopause is final. To God, it can be played. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To man, they say there is no fallopian tube. You can use Galatian tube. Amen. You use the blessing of Abraham. And you have your babies. Are we together? Are we here? So God gave this man the promise that in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. In Genesis 15, we saw that Abraham was complaining to God. He said, God, you've been telling me nice things. He said, you've been telling me sweet things. What shall you give me, seeing I go childless? And God said, this man has not caught this. Come out of your tent. Look toward heaven. If you can tell the stars, so shall your seed be. God used the constellations to preach the gospel to him. And the Bible says, and Abraham believed God, and it was credited to his account for righteousness. So his righteousness was a righteousness of faith. Was a righteousness of faith. Now, Paul was writing about Abraham. When you start from verse 1, it's a scripture that we have gone around over the years. He began from verse 1 that if the righteousness of Abraham was by works, okay, he said, what is it that our father Abraham has found according to the flesh? Did he get justified by his works? He said, if he did, then he has something to glory before God. But not so. He believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness. That's the context. And then journeying down, we saw Abraham's attitude. We saw Abraham's faith at work. Getting to verse 20, we saw that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That means faith does not stagger at the promise of God. You can write that down. Faith does not stagger at the promise of God. Again, when we say the promise of God in the New Testament, we have to give context to it. So we don't run around saying, God promised to heal me. God promised to prosper me. Okay, God promised. The Bible says everything he promised, he had fulfilled in that he raised Jesus from the dead. And that means the resurrection of Jesus was God's fulfillment of his promises. Are we together? So really, we talk about God's word. And then the private personal promises he gives to you in the place of prayer. Yes, there are times you hear his word. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will give the nations to you. Faith does not stagger at the promise of God. Simply put, faith does not stagger at the word of God. There's no staggering. Faith stays until there's manifestation. Listen, one of the things you must learn as far as the dynamics of faith is concerned, is patience. Bible patience. Let's go to Romans chapter 6 very quickly. I think it's Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. Can a Copeland preach a message years ago? Faith and patience, the power to win. The power to win. Verse 12. Hebrews 6 verse 12. That ye be not slothful. Hebrews 6:12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So faith operates with patience. Bible patience is not whatever comes my way, I will take it. No. Yes, whatever comes your way, you will give God thanks. But not because you are taking whatever comes your way. You give God thanks because you know whatever happens to you, the Lord has made a way of escape. Are we together? You know that whatever happens to you, always God has gone ahead of you. No matter how strange it is, no matter how unexpected, no matter how tragic it appears, God has made a way of escape. No matter how confusing, no matter how contradicting to the word of God it is, you rejoice knowing that God has gone ahead and God has made a way of escape. But you don't take it. You engage your faith. That's what patience means. Bible patience means being consistent with your conviction that God is able to deliver his word. Being consistent with your persuasion that God is able to deliver his word. That's Bible patience. We read it. He said, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience and consistency of conviction inherit the promise. In the parable of the sower, when Jesus was teaching, you know what he said? He said, I believe that was Luke's account. He said, the seed that fell on the good ground have those who heard the word and with patience produce results. It should be either Matthew's account or so. With patience produce fruits. With patience. Oh, there was patience again. That men received the word. For the word to produce, there's a stand that must be taken. There's a consistency of conviction. Look, this is what God says. I believe it, that settles it. I will stand my ground and see the manifestation of his victory in this situation. I will stand my ground and see the manifestation of his victory in this thing. In my life, I will stand. That's what faith is. That's what patience is, rather. So faith works with patience. There are those who put in the pedal of faith. Now the Bible says faith cometh. That means there's a beginning of faith. Come on now. James talks about the end of faith. That means there's an end of faith. He shows you that faith is a journey, especially faith in a particular area or faith in a particular thing. Faith for a particular thing. Are we together? He says the end of faith is the salvation of your soul. What is he saying? That look, when your soul is completely captured by the word of God concerning that situation, concerning that which you see, faith has come to an end. What is left is manifestation. Just like a man with a title deed of a land can go to rest. He doesn't need to be carrying the land up and down. I don't want anybody to steal my land. Go and carry the land now. Can you do that? What do you carry around as proof that the land is yours? The title deed. That's the end of faith. But my point is, that means faith cometh, end of faith in between. There are people who throw in the towel. What happens between when faith comes and the end of faith, which is the salvation of your soul, is that consistency of conviction. Consistency of conviction. I will wait and get it God's way. I will wait and have an Isaac. I will not cut corners and produce Ishmael. You're a person of faith. You're a person of faith. Maybe you're a young lady and time is passing because of societal pressure. You know, there are ways to look at these things. Number one way, you must not marry. Use your life to serve God. Amen. Glory to God. Number two way to look at it, marriage does not define your relevance. Marriage does not define your relevance. Number three way to look at it, you will marry, but God's way. Are we together? Am I making sense? If you go, you know, sometimes I sit down and watch people produce Ishmael. Instead of waiting for Isaac. And I know this is Ishmael. You know what Ishmael is? Time is passing. Baba Abraham, go and meet Hagar. And let Hagar conceive. And when Hagar conceived, because of the strategy of the flesh, what did he produce? Ishmael. Up till now, we are suffering from Ishmael. Who understands what I just said? Who understands how we are suffering from Ishmael? Do you understand that? If you don't understand, we'll send you to Children's Church. The whole world is suffering from Ishmael. Suicide bombing everywhere. You know what I mean? Trouble. Trouble. Ishmael. At the point, God had to say, cast out the child of the bondman man from the house. But guess what? Isaac was on the way. The Bible calls Isaac the child of promise. How do you obtain promise? Faith and patience. The same thing with a job, with a new level of finances, with the pictures that God has shown you. Your faith will always require patience to produce results. If it's not, if you can't see God in it, relax. Relax. Because at the end, Ishmael will be a thorn in your flesh. You know, I told a young lady, I said, this marriage you are running into, there are people that are inside that are trying to run out. So why are you in a hurry? Relax. When we tell you this is not a good man, don't, you know, some people go and tell you, my pastor say you are not good and all that idiotism. Amen. Now, I don't bother. Amen. Is it the person you want? Have you prayed? Do you have peace about it? Am I the one going to the house with you? I will bless you. Do you have peace about it? Yes. Peace is very relative. It has a lot to do with how developed you are spiritually. Especially when emotions are involved. Listen, let me say this again. As far as who you are going to marry is concerned, for those of you who are single, always ensure you seek the counsel of authority figures in your life. This thing is not hard. It's not hard. Hi, you have peace. Always ensure you have the endorsement. Not just endorsement, but counsel of your authority figures. If you have something you're uncomfortable with, express it. Talk to your pastor. Or talk to your pastors. Talk to your mentor. Talk to someone who is spiritual, who has gone ahead of you. Very important. You just have to have peace about it. And then you come and inform your pastor. Pastor, I found somebody that wants to marry me. If I'd have come to see my father, our traditional marriage is... Don't I have my life? Are we arguing with you? We will bless you. And you move. Especially when you do not come to church with the relationship. The relationship started while you were being pastored by someone. Amen. It is just appropriate for him to know before they go and see your father. It's just appropriate. It's common sense. Are we together? I'm a pastor. I counsel people all the time. Hallelujah. No, you know, I mean, it's... In fact, the Lord spoke to me that in the next 3 months I shall be married. So this is the Lord working. You no longer listen to counsel. Let me tell you something. If you've been attending Colors of Love, you must have heard me say this. I had 3 levels of verification for who I'll marry. 3-factor authentication, right? Number one, the peace in my heart and from God, which is important. But I vowed to submit that to 2 other things. Number one, of those two other things, my pastor, that is number two now. The endorsement, the confirmation, not just endorsement, inform and confirm. Number two. And then my friends and associates. If they don't like you, you're gone. Amen. Amen. You're gone. Praise God. Say, Pastor, because my life is a public life. Do you understand? I'm just remembering some story. This boy is a bad boy. Let me not lead you. Let me not tell you the story. Let's go. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they have the right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And firstly, they pass all the tests at all three levels. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, why did I go through that? And I have peace in my home. I'm not pretending. No. I'm peaceful. Amen. I'm a blessed man. I married the right woman. She gives me peace. She supports. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm the one learning how to make her happy. Amen. I'm learning how to make her happy. She has made me happy. She has done all her part. Glory to God. I'm learning how to make her happy. So don't feel too spiritual. Maybe God is talking to someone. Wait. Get counsel. Let them pray for you. If I sometimes we can know that, look, this is not a green light, but it's not a red light. You know, in traffic, there are three lights. Kai. We call it the finer things of the spirit. We are not so sure, but you can move. You can move. There may be battles, but you can move. But you see, if you don't have relationship like that with the people that lead you, how would your life be? Yes. And by the way, God can lead like that too. Where there's no serious green light, but it's not red either. You know what that means? Go, but be equipped for fight. Are we together? So I'm not talking about marriage again now. The way you are laughing, I'm saying the leading of, you see, there are times I need to travel. There are times I need to travel. Amen. And then I don't have red light. I have green light. It's a yellow light. It means go, but be careful. So you see me praying in tongues and cursing devils as we're driving. Amen. Because I need to be in that place. And God is not telling me not to go. And there's no so much peace. I enter the road. Glory to God. And you see, such times as you do that, you develop more spiritually. You increase your boldness of the spirit. I had a very funny flight. It was a local flight before. I stood there and screamed. I said, Satan, take over the cockpit. Even if you are the one flying this plane, I cannot crash. Amen. The moment I say that, my heart was like, imagine, Satan is flying it and he will land me peacefully. Oh, glory to God. They are not accidental. Even what we call accident physically, and they are not accidents in the realm of the spirit. Nothing just happens. Satan cannot just kill you. If he could, you'd have done that already. The same thing, business decision. It's not so green, but it's not red. It means go, but be careful. That means that kind of thing. Do small money first. Okay? What you can do without. Are we together? I'm teaching you. Are we together? And then you watch the winds and go to pray again. And there are some is red, very red. Blood red light. What do? You step off. Now, when it comes to relationship, a lot of people don't have the skill to even discern these three lights. A lot of people that come to church, they are carried away by the euphoria of the emotions. If somebody is treating you well and is nice, you will have peace in your heart. Amen. peace like the waters. He said, Pastor, he spoils me. Brother John is spiritual, but he's stingy. He doesn't give me money like that. And then they put you in the car, AC blows you. Amen. Never marry what a man drives. Marry what drives the man. Did you get that? Never. Marry what drives him. Is he burning? Is he pursuing his destiny in the light of God's word? That's all you need to. If he's on fire, he has a good attitude, he's hardworking, that is your man. Every other thing you think is not there, it will be there later. Listen, that's for both male and female singles. Learn how to calculate people's stars. When you see a young man that is going somewhere, you should know. He may be looking for bread to eat. He makes no difference. And somebody told me one day, say your type, even if you are sleeping on the road, I will marry you. Sharp attire. So it has nothing to do with what is on the outside. I don't know why I'm being poor. God is God blessing someone? I'm talking about consistency of conviction. Faith works with patience. Learn to stand until God's word delivers. Learn to stand your ground. Listen, anything you compromise to have, you will lose eventually. Never forget that. In your workplace, you compromise to get more money, you will lose it. You compromise to get a position. You know, I'm told that in those days when there was pressure upon bankers, I heard that some ladies used to sleep with people so that they can get money. I'm amazed. Are you serious? Are you really, really serious? How much is the money? That's advanced prostitution. Amen. You are a corporate prostitute. You are just a corporate prostitute. It's like hanging on in Garabu Road and stopping car. I'm available. Yes. What does that mean? What does your body mean to you? Money that will finish. It's not even your money. Just for promotion and for what you get. God lifts. And when you stand your ground waiting for his word to deliver, he will lift you. The same thing with a pastor who is not patient for God to bless the work and uses all kinds of manipulation to extort money from people. Raising seed every Sunday. Amen. Lord, I'm raising. Are those of you that are supposed to give you 50,000 just come out and all. You know, there are people that I've never done it here in my life. Amen. I said, when I'm ready to receive these billions, I will raise. Amen. Then you are ready. It's not now. You are still. We're building. We're all still building. When the money comes, I'll call all of you. I say, now I want to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Oh, you see, how much can they pay? Or you invite guest minister and tell him, hey, I need to raise like 3 million. I'll give you 500,000. I'll not keep 2 million. People do those things, and I'm amazed. It does not last. You will stand on God's word. You will hold the horns of the altar with consistency in your inner persuasion until the word delivers. When those results come, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Are we together? Faith and patience. Sometimes it will take a little time for that word to will produce results. Stand. Stay. Don't compromise. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Stand your ground and let the word of God produce. When the word produces, it's called Isaac. Laughter. And the child of laughter. There's joy. There's laughter. There's happiness. There's no sorrow with it. He said, don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. But follow us of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. The things of the Spirit does not work by Instagram and microwave. Insta and microwave. You know, they said we are the Instagram generation. The microwave generation. You want it fast. No. If it's quick, let it be the Spirit of God giving the word speed of performance. But not you organizing it quickly. No. As you organize it quickly, to disorganize quickly. Are we together? Don't give bribe to get a job. No. The foundation of that job will be wrong. Don't. Don't give bribe to sell your product or to get contract, or they tell you to forge. If there's a formal agreement, look, you get me this contract, this is a percentage, and I mobilize you up front, and it's formal, it's okay. You're part for giving me the contract. But when you're noticing that it's not clear, get your hands off it. The God of all flesh will ensure that you are promoted. Remember the story of Mrs. Ibuku Awosuga, right? She said for 15 years of her life, it was as though her life was on a pause. She lost money. She will not bribe. She will not take bribe. She won't do anything that is not consistent with the principles of the kingdom. 15 years, that looks long. But the rest is history. She's one of the most successful women in this country. Do you know that? Success in Africa, if not the world. Career, there. Business, there. Family, there. Spiritual life on fire. Have you heard that talk? There's breath. I'm going to bring her for you. Amen. Amen. I speak by faith. My heart has reached out. In a few years, she'll be in Jesus. Amen. It's not long. Praise God. We are kingdom people. We are kingdom people. And there's a way we live. We live by the word of God. We live by faith in the word. And we let the word of God walk. Alright? Through faith and patience. Through faith and patience. If there's contention, you let it go. And go back to God. Declaring the word. Speaking forth the word of life. As a pastor, I vowed long ago never to struggle for facility or land with a fellow pastor. No, I'll never do that. One of my friends came to me and said, there was a land, there was a space he saw for church. And then another person who was not interested before suddenly went forward to pay for the place and all that. A fellow pastor in the same city. I said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You don't struggle. You let the word of God produce results. You let the word of God produce results. You are not married to a person. And then maybe somebody around is getting the attention and quote and unquote, maybe taking her from you, taking him from you, all those relationship things. Be too busy for those things, please. Taking her. Don't fight. Don't. Do you understand? Don't do this. Don't do it. Only God can maintain your lot and your inheritance. Only God. Only God. Are we together? You don't get into the flesh and try to do things you're not supposed to do. Don't do that. Same for business. Okay? Especially when the path is not godly. If it's a genuine fight, give the fight to them. But if it's requiring you to compromise, Stand on God's word and let the word of God produce results. Let the word produce results. Let the word produce results. Isaac will come and you will laugh. Isaac will come and you will smile. Isaac will come and you'll be happy. You'll be glad you stood your ground. You'll be glad you were in faith and patience. You will obtain the promise. Oh yes, you will. Hallelujah. So there's persistence there. Okay? You are holding fast. You are not letting it go. The key to this faith that persists is a full persuasion about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. And number two, the integrity of God's word. Why can we stand our ground on God's word? Because God is faithful. The Bible says, faithful is he that has promised. He will fulfill it. He will make it come to pass. He said, has he spoken? Will he not do it? Will he not make it good? The faithfulness of God. The Bible says, God is faithful. By whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son. He is faithful. He is faithful. You assure your heart, God is faithful. Meaning God is dependable. He is reliable. And number two, the integrity of God's word. There's something about the word of God. It doesn't fail. It says, so is my word that goes forth out of my mouth. It doesn't void. The word does not go back making excuses. Okay, sir, I could not because the country was hard, the economy was difficult. No. He said he must fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. The word of God can be depended on. The word of God has integrity. All of God's throne packs his word. So you can count on God's word. You can go to sleep on his word. The integrity. What has God spoken to you from his word concerning your family, your marriage, your home, your finance, okay, your career, your ministry, your business, your health? You can go to sleep on it. The word has integrity. You put it before you all the time and stand your ground. Be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Inherit the promise. You know what God told Jacob? He says, I will be with you until every word I've spoken concerning you comes to pass. Or this word, this word will hang over you. Let me paraphrase. These words that I've spoken, they will hang over you until they find fulfillment. That means every word that God has spoken to you have the ability to find fulfillment. If you will stand your ground with consistency of conviction. When you go to look for the world way out, you're already in trouble. Amen. Somebody says, my parents don't, they are not sure, they are giving me issue about marrying this man. If I get pregnant, they'll allow us marry. That is the method of the flesh. Are we together? That is the method of the flesh. It can produce, it will produce Ishmael. God is faithful. The word of God has integrity. Stake your life and your existence on the word. And you will return. Oh, remember Reverend Chris Herculeme? He says, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. How true. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. Hallelujah. So as you are waiting, what do? You maintain your confession. You maintain your confession. He said, let us hold fast to the confession of our faith. For faithful is he that has promised, he will fulfill it. So while you are waiting, you don't change your language. Maintain your confession. Every day you are speaking for those words. Oh, you are speaking for those. You are insisting with the words that has come to you. Concerning this situation, you speak the word. You speak the word. One day, you will return with a testimony. Oh yes, you will return with a testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. What a teaching of faith. Are you blessed? Is this blessing you? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mako baratosa. We will continue on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. Ay, 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 ay.
One more time.
Ay, 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 Zion sings, Zion prays to the one who reigns forever. Zion sings, Zion prays to the one who reigns forever. Oh, Zion sings, shout, Zion shouts to the one who reigns forever. Oh, Zion sings, Zion shouts to the one who reigns.
Zion shout to the one who reigns forever.
Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Just lift your hands toward heaven and just speak in other tongues and say, Lord, thank you. I am consistent with my convictions. I do not vacillate. Have faith and patience, and I inherit the promise. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray the word that you have heard. Pray the word that you have heard. Pray the word that you have heard. I see mighty testimonies this week. Lift your hands. Can I prophesy over you? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let step run the kirakoskapaya. As you step out of church, step into a miracle, step into a testimony, step into a supernatural intervention. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare every covenant with the grave, every covenant with death is broken. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to your body, I speak life to your family, I speak life to your loved ones in the name of the Lord Jesus. You live and not die. Your family lives and not die. In the name of Jesus, I declare no weapon formed against you will prosper. In the name of Jesus, you will see 2021. I say you will see 2021 and many more years to come. In the name of Jesus, everything that you have planned, everything that you have designed, every orchestration of hell against your life and destiny, Shapato Ratekopa, they are Shepala, they are scattered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Fear not, saith the Lord, for I am with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For I'm with you to guide you. For I'm with you to protect you. For I'm with you to deliver you. You and yours, says the Spirit of God. For you are delivered, have no fears. You are preserved, have no fears. I'm showing up for you, have no fears. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your eyes and see, for the camels are coming. Oh yes, the camels are coming. The camels are coming. The harvest of your heart desires are coming. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this week you are getting that job. You are getting that job. You are getting that job. In the name of Jesus. And for those of you who need jobs, lift your hands. Let me give you jobs. You need jobs. You need a job right now. Just lift your hand. You need a job. Lift your hand, okay? Or you want a new job. You don't like where you are. Lift your hand. If you already have a job, you can drop your hand. Okay? I'm specific. You need a job. You want to get a job. Lift your hands. Yes. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak by the Spirit. I speak by the authority of heaven. I speak by the power vested on me as a prophet of God. I release jobs to your people. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands towards them and I give them jobs in the marketplace. I give them jobs in the marketplaces of life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. They are returning with testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a job.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.